This is really serious stuff. And among all the things that have disappointed me about President Obama, this has to be on the top of the list. This reverses the rights for which our founders fought, for which our founders pledged their sacred fortunes as well as their lives and their honor. Okay, when they did that, it was far from certain that they would avoid dangling from the end of a rope, but they did it anyway. They gave us the Bill of Rights. Now, that goes back, this kind of thing goes back not only to 1787 or whatever, but to 1215, when those gutsy English barons faced down King John and said, look, no longer will we allow you to pick up one of us or one of these peasants, put him in jail without habeas corpus, without the right for this person, whoever he or she is, to be, appear before a court and face the charges of which they're accused. Now, that's 1215, okay? Every civilized government since then has adopted one form or another of habeas corpus. This reverses that. It reverses three of the Bill of Rights, parts of the Constitution itself. It is incredible, and Obama signed it. So, yeah, he has the power now to do precisely what you said. You were giving material support to the enemy, Peter B., by purchasing one of those shirts.
Yeah.
And if people think they need an empirical example of this, there are young people in Chicago and in Minneapolis, Catholic workers, Quakers, other anti-war types, who are being tried on felony charges of giving material support to the enemy by virtue of their meeting and trying to do anti-war activity. So, you know, people need to know this, and that's the big thing. The foreign and corporate media are keeping this from American people, but it's legal now for me, who served in this army, to be picked up by the people I used to command and be brought to Guantanamo without so much as a by your leave to my wife, kept there, and you know, seen ADA as the, without any, you know, forever.
Yeah.
And it's right in the bill there. So yeah, this is people need to know this, and the problem is that since Obama is not a Republican, the normal people who would be up in arms about this, for some reason, they're able to square with their conscience being relatively silent on this.